The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello everyone, a warm welcome along to William Hill's Racing Podcast ahead of the Irish action on Saturday. We've got a meeting at Thurles for you to enjoy. It will be covered live on William Hill Racing Radio. It will be Mark Walton joined by Andy Holding. And Luke Elder is alongside me, who's had the pleasure of being alongside Andy Holding for the majority of this Friday afternoon. And you've been covering the card at Dundalk. We've seen a couple of gambles landed at Dundalk today as well, Luke.
Yeah, a couple of markets that were a little all over the place over at Dundalk. But look, it's good that we've actually had racing. We're off the back of a void race at the moment. But it's been a decent day. As I say, at least we have horse racing to keep us going, because I think everyone would be going absolutely crazy if there was absolutely no sport to be watching whatsoever. But at least Irish racing have stepped up to the plate.
And you've managed to have conversations about Cheltenham throughout the course of the afternoon as well. Have you unearthed anything in those particular conversations with Andy? I know we'll obviously with the Irish racing each and every day now for the foreseeable future, we'll have those clips interspersed into the
Do you say
into the
Mark Walton's on tomorrow?
Yes,
they'll be being played all over the place, and he's lazy, that guy.
You can't say that, not live on this podcast.
Well, it's not live, so if you leave it in, then it's your editing. So.
Oh, that is definitely staying.
I make no apologies, Mark Walton.
Definitely staying. Yeah, has there been anything that's come to light? Have you found anything that Andy said interesting?
No, he's rubbish, to be honest. But there was one that both of us agree on.
Okay.
Appreciate it for the Ballymore next right. year. If you were going to have a bet this far out, at William Hill, he's 16-1 for the Ballymore. Appreciate it. He ran a mighty race in the Champion Bumper this year. He's a ginormous horse as well. He's a real national hunt horse. How he did so well in bumpers, I've no idea. But I think he was the one that we both agreed on as a real contender for sort of 12 months' time. I'd be tempted to take in that 16-1 at the moment, to be honest.
Very good. Let's move on to Thurles. We'll quickly spin through the seven race card. We start off with the maiden hurdle over 2 miles, where Polites is likely to be a short price favourite. Fakiera is also prominent in the betting, but I know you are going to take that pair on with the third in the market, Artorian Fame.
Yeah, I ran an awful race last time around, which is not the best of endorsements, but I think it's just best you forget that race. It was in horrible ground at Clonmel. Before that, had some okay form, finishing second behind Tiger Voice and fourth behind Cedarwood Road, who I think is a serious, serious horse. Could have gone for the Supreme Novices this year, but meetings that he wanted to run at kept on getting abandoned, so his prep was a nightmare for that. He came out and he won a race, a nice little race over in Ireland not too long ago. But to finish 14 and a half lengths behind him, that's no bad effort at all. He was a very good flat horse. He ran at Royal Ascot just last year in 2019 behind Baghdad and the Duke of Edinburgh off a mark of 100. It's only a matter of time before he starts winning over hurdles. He's currently a 9-2 chance. If you wanted to, if you were that way inclined, you could take that each way and get a bit of insurance on side. But I do think Arterian Fame is a little bit overpriced for Joseph O'Brien, and hopefully we'll see celebrations. Well, actually, we won't see celebrations again, will we? Because the owners of this horse are absolutely mad as a hatter. They celebrated by lifting Joseph O'Brien in the winner's enclosure last year on the level, but I don't think they're allowed to be there.
No.
So whatever. Not even that. They can't even be drinking in the pub, can they? Wherever they are, it's going to be a good time.
They'll have a cup of tea at home, like they should be doing. Let's talk about the Thurles 210. This is a hurdle race over 2 miles and 6.5 furlongs, and Mary Francis is 11-4 at time of recording, a horse that won by 4¾ lengths, beating Blast of Cooman when last seen on heavy ground at Punchestown.
Yeah, there were a few that came out of that race in this. Blast of Cooman was meant to run in this. He was entered anyway. He didn't get declared for it, but look, Mary Francis did it nicely enough on that occasion from the front. Back in third place was A Great View, who ran down the field 13th in the Potemps, and Relegate ran a much better race in the Potemps, was back in fourth. So look, that wasn't a bad race at all. Mary Francis, whether the Martin Hassett runner can dominate and dictate this time around, I'm not sure. This is probably a much better race, and I thought Praise Yourself might be a better alternative. Had been over fences in the past, only a couple of runs over bigger obstacles, and it was a disaster, to be truthful. Was well beaten by Carefully Selected and then fell behind Easy Game. Last time around, though, in the Boyne hurdle, I thought ran a really good race for a fair way. Was 33s unconsidered, was never really going to be winning that, in all honesty, but was beaten 18 and a half lengths behind Cracking Smart. This is a much, much easier contest than that. And I think the likely prices, as we speak, is 7-1. Brace yourself, it's a massive price.
Let's move on to the 240 at Thurles. This is a handicap hurdle over 2 miles and 6.5 furlongs. It's pretty wide open. It'll be Goulet and Jesse and Johnny Little Legs at the top of the betting. But I know you fancy one a little bit further down the list, Memory of Youth.
Yeah, it's one for you there, isn't it?
It's too long ago. I've not even got memories now.
Memory of Youth. He's run better the last twice. The Denise Foster representative. Look, third last time I had More Music, wasn't beaten far behind Grey Habit at Fairy House the time before then. They were both encouraging enough runs over different trips as well, over 2.5 and a couple of outings ago and 3 miles last time around. It's a sort of niche trip this time of 2, 6.5. And that might well suit Memory of Youth. Look, had been thrown in the deep end against some pretty useful novices not too long ago, the likes of Beacon Edge and Andy Dufresne. Now for mark of 83, I don't think it's going to be long before Memory of Youth gets to winning ways.
Okay, that's Memory of Youth in the third race on the card. The fourth race is the feature race of the day, a novices chase over 2 miles, 2 furlongs, grade 3. It's on ITV4 as well. And Sizing Potsy is bidding for the hat-trick, having scored by wide margins on his last couple of starts, this gelding by Capguard.
Yeah, he'll win this.
Simple as that.
Yeah, I think he's a really good horse, Sizing Potsy.
Yeah.
He's a horse who... He announced himself onto the scene, say, a few years ago, well, a couple of years ago now. He's only a six-year-old as we speak, but he won a bumper first time around, and with the name of Sizing Potsy and in these colours, you're thinking, okay, this must be good. Has to be a good horse. He then got beaten next time around with Kate Harrington on board. Kate also rode on debut, and then it took him a little while to refine the winning thread. He didn't win until February of 2020, when a couple of outings ago took apart Dakota Moret, who, I mean, he's not the hardest horse to beat in the world, Dakota Moret, but it's more the manner that he did it. He beat him early on in the contest, and that was that. And he took apart Cut the Mustard last time around. He absolutely dismantled Cut the Mustard so easily. Cut the Mustard is 15-2 in this as we speak, 5-2 for Sizing Potsy. I think Sizing Potsy is going to be better the further he goes as well, up to 2 mile 2 this time around. If that 5-2 is still around at the time that you're listening to this, I think that's a massive price. I think he should be a lot shorter than this, and it wouldn't surprise me. I know it's a long way off because he's only a six-year-old, but it wouldn't surprise me if we saw him running in Gold Cups of the future.
Wow. That's a bold statement.
I think he's a really good horse.
He's your best bet of the day, I take it.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd be disappointed if he lost, to be honest.
We've got a handicap chase coming up at 3:40, 2 miles, 4.5 furlongs the distance. We're likely to be betting 9-2, 5-1 the field come race time for this one. Trump's Ace at the top of the betting as we record here now, looking for the hat trick, having beaten Kavanagh's Corner and Bridge Native on her last two starts. Kavanagh's Corner is reopposing on this occasion. What do you fancy?
Yeah, I'm with Kavanagh's Corner, who is an 11-year-old now, but Daniel Holden seems to get on pretty well with Henry de Bromhead's Charge. Was a winner with Daniel Holden on board here at Thurles last time around. That was over, say, a little bit further than this, and you would think that Kavanagh's Corner would be able to step down, what, a furlong or so in trip, whatever we're talking, and handle it okay. The ground would be no kind of issue. Had been in good form before then. I mean, I know Kavanagh's Corner is an 11-year-old, and a mix of being 10 and 11. Last six starts have finished third, then one, pulled up at Goram Park, but then second, third, and first. For a horse is more in the veteran years, Kavanagh's Corner is very, very consistent, and I think Kavanagh's Corner could well be the bet in what looks to be a very trappy race. I thought, to be truthful, the 3:40 at Thurles was about the hardest race on the card of the afternoon.
There you go then. Tough race, 5-1 the field as we sit here on Friday afternoon recording this podcast. Let's talk about the penultimate race on the card, which is a beginner's chase over 2 miles and 6 furlongs. Mythbuster at the top of the betting at 3-1. Old timer now, Max Dynamite in there, 10 years old, 4-1 Max Dynamite, having finished fourth on his last couple of starts. But I know you fancy the third in Themistocles, who bounced back to a bit of form last time out.
Yeah, well, touch on Max Dynamite, he's been everywhere, hasn't he? He's run in Melbourne Cups in years gone by, and now he finds himself running at Thurles
in a beginner's chase.
Exactly, when no one else is allowed to go outside. But Themistocles, would be the one that I'd be happy siding with. Ran in that race that we talked about earlier on the pod behind Mary Frances in that Potemps qualifier. Then went over fences for Joseph O'Brien, and I didn't think did a lot wrong last time behind Chief of Police. It was over just over 2 miles. It was 2 mile 1 on that occasion, but it was an interesting drop in trip. I didn't really understand it at the time. I don't overly get it now, even though Themistocles ran so well last time. Up in trip to 2 mile 6, that's going to be a big, big positive. I think Themistocles, at the 9-2 that he is now, would be a fair bet in that race. I thought he'd be near enough favourite in this sort of race.
Okay, Themistocles is the pick there, and we finish things off with a bumper, which is pretty difficult to assess. Market moves will be all important here. I've got a couple of potentially interesting newcomers from Joseph O'Brien and Eddie O'Grady, but the one with the form in the book is Charles Burns' Light Brigade, who finished second on debut at Gowan Park.
Yeah, that was behind a nice horse of Gordon Elliott's in London Soir, who could be a useful enough horse going forward, actually. London Soir, we have seen once just afterwards, and was beaten at odds on at Leopardstown. I didn't think that was a bad race in truth, with Charles Burns having Blazing Cal in the race and Lunar Display going on to win. But that run was good enough. Yes, was beaten 7.5 lengths. If there's any money around at all for Light Brigade, and there was glimpses of money, we'll say, on debut at Gorham Park, then you'd have to take the Burns runner very seriously. But on paper, Light Brigade is probably going to be the best of these. It's a half to Cole Reavy, who we know is a pretty useful novice hurdler from this year. Ran in the Mayor's Novice at the Cheltenham Festival, actually. But everything in the family is generally a useful enough individual, and Light Brigade showed us nothing on debut to put us off that.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Elder.
It's a pleasure. Always happy to help you out.
Thank you, everyone that's tuned in and listened. Make sure you check out all the betting at williamhill.com for the action at Thurles. Make sure you tune in to William Hill Racing Radio as well, where it will be Mark Walton, who's joined for the second day in succession by Andy Holding. They will take you through this card at Thurles. Hopefully, you will enjoy all the action, and we'll speak again in the not-too-distant future. Good luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.